Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me as always is Daniel.
Hi Emma, it's Daniel, and we're here to talk about a very special 100-year anniversary.
Yes, the Avro Heritage Museum in Woodford, Greater Manchester, recently commemorated the centenary of the Woodford Aerodrome.
That sounds like a big event, but I'm not sure I understand the significance.
Well, the Woodford Aerodrome has been a cornerstone of British aviation history since 1925.
So it's been around for a long time, but I'm curious about Hyde Group's connection to the site.
Their connection dates back decades, starting in the 1972s with manufacturing assembly jigs for the BE-146 airliner.
Oh, I see. So they've been working on different aircraft models over the years.
Exactly. In the 1992s, they worked on the RJ-146 regional jet, and in the 2002s on the Nimrod reconnaissance aircraft.
That's quite a history of collaboration.
It really is. Being part of the centenary celebration was a special moment for them.
What kind of event was it exactly?
The event featured a commemorative plaque unveiled by the Mayor of Stockport, Councillor Susan Wyatt.
I imagine that was quite a moment.
It was. The plaque recognised the contributions of the men and women who helped the aerodrome thrive from 1925 to 2011.
That's very thoughtful, acknowledging the people behind the success.
Absolutely, and the event wasn't just about history.
What else was there?
Attendees were treated to spectacular flypasts, including a Tiger Moth and an Anson.
Wow, those are classic aircraft.
And they even saw a BAE-146 and a rare Bristol Blenheim, one of the last of its kind still flying today.
That must have been an incredible sight.
It truly was. The team at the Avro Heritage Museum should be commended for hosting such an inspiring event.
I'm sure the museum must be doing great work preserving this history.
They are. We encourage everyone to visit and support the museum.
And why is that important?
Because it continues to preserve the remarkable legacy of A.V. Roe and the pioneering spirit of British aviation.
That's a great message to send.
It is, and that's what we're all about at the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.
Right, connecting, supporting, and empowering our aerospace community.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, that's all for this segment.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next time with more aerospace news from the Northwest.
Until then, fly high and stay informed.
This has been the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.